My name is Joe Brassler. Joe's done a lot of studio work with Sheree and Marie Curie. And who else, Joe? Played on a couple Christmas sessions, and he's a great player, so please, a nice warm welcome for Joe Brassler on guitar. We'll be right back. Foster on guitar. Might as well take this opportunity. I'd like to introduce the rest of the guys in the band. This is, I think, the greatest band I've ever had, really. These guys are playing fantastically. On my right is Dave Adelstein. He's been with us since French Kiss. Dave is also a songwriter. He writes with Robbie Patton, who's on percussion. Robbie had a hit on EMI Records a short while ago. He's now on Atlantic Records, and him and Dave are going to write some of the stuff. I wish them all the best of success. Of course, Robbie Patton on vocals and percussion. Joe Brasser, of course, on guitar. On bass, Robin Sylvester. Robin was an engineer for many years in England. Worked with George Martin. Worked as a staff producer with Billy Gaff, you know, Rod Stewart's people. And then he was also in a band called The Movies, which was a hot band for a while. They were signed. Great bass player, singer, and arranger, Robin Sylvester. I'd like to make special mention, last but particularly not least, of a drummer who's I've played with ever since 1976. He's a fantastic player. He's played with everybody. I mean, from Elton John to Leo Sayer to George Harrison to Barry White, Sly Stone to you name it. He can do anything, do anything he wants to. He's a fabulous friend as well as a drummer. Alvin Taylor on drums, please. He gets a million phone calls a week. Who is it, Al?
Yeah, sure.
Carmine, you know Carmine.
Yeah, sure.
Good friend of mine.
Is he gonna come down later?
He wants to come down to the gym.
Yeah, tell him to get down here.
Yeah, is it okay with you
folks?
All right. Carmine? Oh, okay. He says he won't keep you waiting.
Okay.
All right, come on, Carmine.
Outskirts.
But we got more to come, definitely. I don't lie. I like to do a new song, getting love enough on my new record. This is called Two to Do. It's a single, too.